Imagine with me for a moment that you are one of the early disciples listening intently to Jesus as he commanded them to go and make disciples of all nations. Listen closely as you're sitting in the room. Listen closely to Jesus' words. Do you hear the boldness in his voice? How are you inspired to go and actually do what he's commanding you to do? But then a passing thought enters your mind, and you think to yourself, quietly in your mind, Jesus, this was a great speech. I'm actually highly motivated to go and make disciples, but where do I begin? How do I do this and do it well? Well, here at Alta Mesa, we believe it is our mission to go and make disciples of all nations. But how? I think that's a fair question. But how? Well, now I want you to imagine with me again a neighborhood at the corner of Alta Mesa and Hewland that is being restored with God, for God, and by God. What does that restorative neighborhood look like? Can you see it? What actions are daily present? What is noticeably different? Because the truth is, our local context has many specific needs in an ever-changing landscape. However, we believe, here at Alta Mesa, we believe that the constant in all of this is God and his ongoing restorative kingdom work. And as disciples, God is commanding us to participate. But how? But how? As a local church in our resident context, we believe the Lord has given us a specific vision to live out. God is active in our local context. And if you're paying attention, you can see his movements of love and compassion. We experience his divine actions of righteousness and redemption. People are coming to know God and to make a commitment to God, giving their lives to him. There are partnerships happening all around us, bringing about God's redemptive love. People are becoming like Christ. They're growing and maturing in their faith. And your shepherds and your ministry staff here at Alta Mesa, we boldly say yes to this vision. And we invite you to join us and to participate in this ongoing kingdom story as we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Over the past 10 to 15 years, and this predates me, I've been here almost 8 years, our vision has been emerging. We have seen it, we've felt it, we've experienced it, and now is the time to embrace it and engage. The wise teacher in Proverbs 29:18 wrote these words, "Without vision, the people perish." This proverb is proven true in our lives. I mean, just think about it. When we live without purposeful direction, we oftentimes wander. But we believe that God continues to cultivate this specific vision at Alta Mesa to keep us centered, to keep us from wandering. And that specific vision is this: to be a diverse family where God's love abounds, everyone belongs, and becoming like Jesus is our pursuit. I want you to take a look around. I mean, literally, take a look around the room. A big part of our story is we have an emerging diversity among our church family as the Lord wills. And I, for one, am grateful for how God has brought us all together from various backgrounds and places, differences in theology and interpretation, male and female, and a wide variety of God-given gifts from the Spirit. We come from various ethnicities and socioeconomic levels, educational backgrounds, and differing cultures. And of course, we've all experienced life in unique ways, and we bring our testimonies and stories to the table. And what is beautiful about all of this is God takes all those things and more, and His Word testifies to this truth from Galatians 3. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now, why would the apostle write those words to the church in Galatia? I believe it's because the first century churches were also doing their best to maintain unity in the Lord amidst their diversity. And so our beautiful challenge of diversity, it's nothing new under the sun. It was a topic of discussion as the church began, and it is still an important theme today. And listen, Alta Mesa Church, I wouldn't have it any other way. When I visit congregations from time to time, they look largely the same across the board, the same ethnicity, the same income levels, the same theology and interpretations. And when I have these experiences, I just need you to know, I long to come back home to Alta Mesa, to be among our church family, where there's diversity across the board. And that's our desire. Our desire is to be a diverse family, and we are grateful for what God is doing among us. Yes, we desire to be a diverse family where God's love abounds, everyone belongs, and becoming like Jesus is our pursuit. Simply stated, our vision slogan is this: be loved, belong, become. Alta Mesa Church of Christ is a place to be. It's a place to be loved, a place to belong, a place to become. And when we say a place to be loved, we point people toward the never-ending, unfailing love of God. Jesus taught in John chapter 3, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life." So when we say be loved, we share the passion of the psalmist in Psalm 36. "Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your justice like the great deep. How priceless is your unfailing love." And when we say be loved here at Alta Mesa, we believe the words of the apostle in 1 John chapter 4. "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love." God pursues us out of love because God is love. Friends, you need to know that God's love is complete, and if we choose to receive it, God's love communicates to us that we are His beloved. Did you catch that? There's a play on words here, right? So when we say be loved at Alta Mesa, we also point to the truth that each of us are God's beloved. As God's beloved son or daughter, each one of us are valuable, lovely, and gifted by God for His glory and for our joy and for the sake of the world. And maybe today you're struggling to believe that you are God's beloved. I want you to listen carefully, listen closely to the truth of God's word today and choose, would you? I invite you today to choose to reject the lies that others have told you. Here's what God says about this. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings in order that we may also share in his glory. Romans chapter 8, verses 15 through 17. And so Alta Mesa is a place to be. It's a place to be loved and to realize and to receive that we are God's beloved. But we are also a place to belong. We desire to welcome and embrace each person that comes our way. As a participant in our Alta Mesa story, you need to know that we believe God has carefully knitted us together to walk with people who are broken, who are hurting and searching and struggling to find God in a community that cares. As we think about Jesus and the early Christians and what they practiced, the concept of hospitality was the practice of generosity and compassion shown to anyone that was far from home. Paul's command to the Roman churches was this: pursue hospitality, Romans 12, verse 13. The concept of the Greek word here for pursue, it means to aggressively chase after like a hunter pursuing a catch. And then the word translated hospitality, it's made up of two words that mean kinship, love, and stranger. So at Alta Mesa, we eagerly offer kinship love to strangers so that they feel welcomed and loved. Because our desire is for all who come our way to experience this kind of Christ-like welcome. And so at Alta Mesa, we're a place to be. A place to be loved, a place to belong, but we're also a place to become. And this, you need to know, is a new addition to our vision. It is vital that all experience God's love and a sense of belonging, but that's not the end of our journey. As disciples, we desire to grow and to mature in our Christ-likeness. And so when we say a place to become here at Alta Mesa, we are choosing to grow in our pursuit to be like Jesus. This was certainly Paul's desire for the church in Ephesus. Listen to Ephesians 4, starting in verse 12. To prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. And so the idea of become, it is not about a perfect moment or even a successful season of spiritual growth. It is about a decision to invite and to accept God's work in you to be redeemed and restored. And as we grow, we become more and more like Jesus. Maturing and growing in Christ is more than just knowledge of who Christ is. Maturing and growing in Jesus is more than just about being active in social justice issues. It's not just one or the other there. Becoming like Jesus is a lifetime pursuit of being like Him in all the ways. And so when we commit to become like Christ, it is helpful for us to have a specific pathway for our journey. And a lot of times we get lost in how do we become like Christ? What does that look like? And so we want to give over the next 5 weeks a pathway that will guide us on our journey toward Jesus. And the shepherds and ministers, we refer to these values, this pathway, as our discipleship values. And we want you to know that over the past year, we have internalized these values together because they are like anchor points keeping us grounded along our path toward Jesus. And as we have internalized them, now we invite you to join us in internalizing them individually and as a congregation. These values, they're not just a pathway toward Jesus, but they also help us answer the question, how do we live out our vision of be loved, belong, and become? So here's the five discipleship values. I want to introduce them to you today. The first one is live dependent. And when we say live dependent, what we mean is a daily pursuit of a relationship with our triune God. And simply put, God is with me. The second value is live surrendered. And when we say live surrendered, we mean it is a grateful exalting of the will of God in my life. Simply put, trust God. The third value is live prophetic. And when we say live prophetic, we mean we are willingly reflecting the way of Jesus in our lives. Simply put, and I love this one, Jesus is alive in me. And the fourth value is this, live compassionate, humbly giving ourselves with the love of Jesus for the sake of the world. Simply put, choose kindness. And then the fifth value is this, live connected. And when we say live connected, we mean to eagerly encourage one another as we live for Jesus. And simply put, be together. Be together. So here at Alta Mesa, we are excited about these values as our pathway toward Jesus. This is our story. And this story is like a steady river flowing through the banks of our church family, producing life in all that we do. And it is significant that we, by the power of God's Spirit, become more and more like Jesus Christ, a restored community of faith for God's glory and for the sake of the world. And as we remain anchored in these values, it is then that we can go as God lovers, loving our neighbors as ourselves, and making disciples of all nations, making disciples of all neighborhoods, of all people. But how? How can we do that and do it well? By living out our vision of beloved, belong, and become. By anchoring ourselves along the way of living out that vision, anchoring ourselves in these discipleship values. But what does that look like practically? We daily imagine with God a restorative community where the kingdom of God has overwhelmed this corner of Alta Mesa Hewlin here in southwest Fort Worth. And then as we imagine that, we take actions to actualize that vision. So imagine with me one more time. Imagine with me a restorative neighborhood where crime does not thrive, but rather fellowship, kindness, and gracious hospitality are what rule and reign. And the gospel of Jesus is proclaimed in both our words and our daily actions. Imagine with me a restorative neighborhood where children are not abused and neglected, but rather are playing without fear in a place they see as a safe haven. Would you imagine with me a neighborhood center that has a gym and an indoor playground, rooms for tutoring and mentoring, rooms that provide temporary shelter for those in times of crisis and transition, spaces for counseling by trained professionals. It's a center of healing, hope, and refuge. Imagine with me a restorative neighborhood where hunger and homelessness are not widespread, but rather resources are abundant to serve the needs of our neighbors. Imagine with me a restorative neighborhood where people are not relationally abandoned and overrun with addiction, but rather a place where people are intentionally connected to one another and they turn to Jesus instead of bad habits. Can you see it? Do you deeply desire for it to be a reality? Then we invite every one of you to join us on this journey to become like Jesus. It starts with you, it starts with me, and then we join God in the neighborhood. The truth is, we cannot accomplish these things on our own, and we cannot accomplish them all at once. And so our vision is about becoming a restorative community of believers through our discipleship values, so that then we can go and participate with God in making a restorative community outside of this church body. This is our shared story. It's our shared journey toward Jesus for God's glory and for the sake of the world. Imagine with me this restorative community. And as you imagine what it looks like, I pray that together we will take actions that will actualize our vision.